Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray with us in our consumer advice segment. Later on tonight, we will be talking with Chris Norton. He's written a new book. Chris Norton is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California. He's written a new book on how to break up with a woman, how to make it painless, how to make it painless for yourself and for her. Also, later in our program, I am going to be giving away, as our last broadcast approaches on Friday, to the winner of a trivia contest, we have six notebooks. These are show notebooks in which I kept notes since 1993. And we're going to give those away to people who win individual questions, who answer individual questions correct. Margaret, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Phil. I'm so... let me quote Ann Coulter, because I know she emailed you. I'm in mourning that you're going off the air. And I join with a lot of people in saying thank you very much for so many wonderful years of broadcasting.
Tell me about, thank you very much for that, I appreciate it. Tell me about the column you're writing for this weekend's Sunday edition on the American Airlines, and you're warning people, stay away from them, huh?
Absolutely. Your listeners right now fall into three categories of people. People that fly frequently, people that fly infrequently but common enough, such as on vacation, and people who really don't have a lot of reason to be flying so much during the year. But I want everyone to be alerted to the treatment that I received on American Airlines. This happened 2 weeks ago on a scheduled flight to New York, a flight that I never took. So one of the things that makes an airline attractive are the perks, as we say. What do you get for the price of your ticket? People who travel via air, especially people who travel in coach, enjoy it when they know that there is a celebrity or a media star or an actor or someone flying in first class. It's fun for them to know they've got a big star sitting in the same air cabin as they are, and people actually do choose an airline at times, not so much because they know a celebrity is going to be flying first class, but they'll choose an airline because they know it's a prominent airline and celebrities will fly it. Now, airlines know this as well, and because of that, they've given traditionally, they have given the odd incentive for celebrities to fly with them. I have flown with my dog, Brandy, a puppy schnauzer, for 3 months, and I've never had a problem until I tried to get on an American Airlines flight to New York from Los Angeles 2 weeks ago. I was told by the gate attendant that I would have to put Brandy in a dog carrier. I told her that I am a member of the media, that I cover a lot of celebrity events. She gave me this really stupid look.
This is American Airlines.
This is at the American Airlines gate at LA International, right. She gave me this very dumb look. I got her name.
I was going to ask you, what is her name?
I forget that. It's Laura something. But she said, you're going to have to put the dog in a carrier. I said, do you understand that it is done, that celebrities are allowed to travel in first class with their animals, if they're small animals, a small dog or a small cat?
All right. Now, I've heard of celebrities trying to get on planes. I've heard of a lot of people trying to get on planes with a dog or a cat. But they're never allowed on, or at least the news...
Well, what you see, though, no, you're wrong. What you see is a news report that said there was a confrontation between, you know, so-and-so, Paris Hilton or someone, with a flight attendant over a dog or a cat. What you don't know is that's the news that the airline leaks to the mainstream press because they want you to know that Paris Hilton or Deborah Messing or Jessica Alba or whoever is flying on their airline. What you don't know is that that celebrity is eventually allowed to sit in first class with that animal, so long as the animal is either in their lap or tethered to a leash of some kind at their feet. Now, I told this woman at American Airlines this, and again she gives me the stupid look. And I said, well, guess what? You've just flushed my business right down the toilet. I left and took another airline.
I'd be interested to know the name of the airline you took.
You know what, Phil? That's not really the point of what I'm talking about here, though. What I'm talking about...
Right, I'm sorry, but I don't know that I've ever seen a dog sitting in anyone's lap. I could be wrong.
It's done all the time, especially for celebrities, so that the people in coach enjoy the fact they've got a celebrity riding in first class. Maybe it's not a big deal to you and I, but it's a very big deal to the people that fly in coach. It also is something that helps the flight attendants, and I'll tell you why. flight attendants have to deal with any number of complaints from coach passengers during a flight. If anything from broken headphones to there's not a pillow to my light doesn't work and so on and so forth. Having a celebrity on board cancels out some of those complaints. If you're a flight attendant and you go back to someone who says, you know, my headphones don't work, you say to them, well, I'll try to do my best. I'll try to get you some replacement headphones, but I want you to know we have Deborah Messing in first class, and we're very busy with her. And that generally, the coach passenger will then say, well, I understand, and first of all, they enjoy the fact Deborah Messing's there, and they realize that the flight attendant has more important business to attend to, which is having a celebrity, there are certain needs. So I tried to make this all clear to American Airlines, and it was almost like a slap across my face, as if they'd taken off a rubber glove, you know, and slapped my face to say, well, guess what? The dog goes in a carrier. I said, well, guess what? I walk out the front door of this airline, and I never, ever will come back. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this and the reason why I write about it in my column, I think your listeners need to know the kind of treatment that a celebrity or a media representative will receive at American Airlines when they're making their vacation plans this summer. Know, please, that a celebrity, an individual who may be in first class, who might be on the same flight with you, isn't allowed on American Airlines with a dog or a cat that is very small. It's very standard for celebrities to travel with their pets, very standard for them to have them sitting in their lap and not in a dog carrier.
But other people, though, have to put their dogs and cats in dog carriers.
That is my understanding, yes.
So the celebrity is allowed to travel with the dog or the cat in their lap because they are a celebrity.
Well, they're helping the airline by flying with them. They're helping keep the coach passengers happy, and obviously they are giving some publicity to their airline.
Margaret Gray with us on our consumer activist report here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Giving you the news that American Airlines did not allow you on with your dog Brandy. Is that the Schnauzer?
A Schnauzer puppy, yeah.
All right, and therefore, you should be aware that American Airlines most probably doesn't treat the celebrity that might be on the same flight as you with any deference. And therefore, it's highly unlikely that you'll be on an American Airlines flight, I guess, with a celebrity on board. Is that fair to say?
I think it's very fair to say, yes. I think it's fair to say, and I want your listeners to know this, there is a very, very high likelihood that American Airlines, if you are on an American Airlines flight, there is not a celebrity in their first-class cabin.
And you know, I was coming back from New York, and I was in first class, and with me was actually sitting next to me in the cabin were a couple people from the movie or the TV show CSI.
Well, it's very unusual. Did they have pets or anything with them?
No, they didn't.
Well, I don't know. I know this is when you were in New York. Is that 2002?
Yeah, it was 4 years ago.
See, that's a long time ago, and it's very, very difficult to judge an airline today based upon that past experience. I think when the word gets out, and the word I'm sure has gotten out, if you're a celebrity, if you're an actor, if you're a member of the media, and you are traveling, and you're traveling with your dog or your cat, many, many celebrities, many actresses have small dogs that they enjoy. It keeps them company and so forth. It's very unlikely that American Airlines will let them on the flight with that dog.
But what if they fly? What if the celebrity assents to having consents to having the animal in a dog carrier?
That is very rare. No, that's very, very rare.
What I'm saying is if that celebrity, whoever that may be, says, okay, yeah, I'll put my dog in a dog carrier.
That's very unlikely. Celebrities travel with their animals the way we all want to travel with our animals. And so they're just doing what would come naturally. There's no way they're going to put them in a dog carrier if the airline is allowing them to sit on their lap or be leashed near their chair. So that's highly unlikely to say, you know, even though I can have my dog in my lap, I think I'll put it in a dog carrier. It's ridiculous. And so that's not going to happen.
All right. 1-800, well, what if the celebrity says, I don't want to have, you know, the dog with me? If I had a dog, I think I probably wouldn't want to have that animal with me in the cabin of an airplane for the comfort of other people.
That's true. I have to tell you, Phil, I'm talking about world-known celebrities. I'm not really talking about yourself. You are well known in the radio business.
All right, but
myself, my column is syndicated internationally. People know who I am. They, you know, for better or for worse, I'm not trying to talk myself up, but they think it's really something special that I'm on the same plane with them. So I give them a break. I bring my dog on. And however, when I went to American Airlines and I said, I'm bringing on Brandy, and she said, well, no, you're not. And I said, well, guess what? Yes, I am. And she said, well, guess what? No, you're not. And I said,
is that how the conversation went? I mean,
no, but it was very direct. And I said, well, I'm not flying American Airlines any longer, and I'll tell my readership about that. And she said, what do you mean your readership? I said, I write an internationally syndicated column. See you later, sucker. And I turned around and left, and I could see her in my mind's eye shrinking to about 3 inches high. She knew she'd just blown it.
1-800-449-8686. So you feel this American Airlines, this gate attendant blew it. Have you tried contacting the airline directly?
I have not, Phil. I really opted to come on your program and write my column. American Airlines is hearing me now. They know they've blown it. They know that they have made a very big mistake. I wasn't allowed on that flight. There were a lot of people in coach that wanted the excitement of knowing there was a celebrity on the plane, and they didn't get that. Because I couldn't take Brandy on with me. Why? Because of some overzealous, very masculine, I want to add, female at the gate. Very masculine, and I'm not going to go any further than that, but she was extremely masculine. And she said, no, you can't go on the flight. And I said, my God, you've got some nerve. And that was it. So I want your listeners to be aware of the fact that if American Airlines would not be a good pick for you because they treat celebrities shabbily.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I've never seen anybody carrying a dog on a flight, but I will tell you I've never seen that many celebrities. Celebrities apparently are allowed to bring their small dogs or cats on flights because it's exciting for the airline to have them on board. It's exciting for people sitting in coach to know that there's a celebrity up there, and it also helps the flight attendants when they're dealing with a coach passenger and a complaint. They could say, well, I've got, forget the example she used, Deborah Messing is sitting in first class, so I got to get up there and, you know, take care of her, and that generally mollifies a coach passenger. She says American Airlines, thumbs down on that one, baby. Don't fly it. They treat celebrities badly. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our final two broadcasts ever, tomorrow and Friday.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't miss, and I don't play.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On the line with me from Santa Monica, California, Margaret Gray, the author of A Little Bird Told Me, her nationally syndicated column, not only on in the newspapers, but on the internet as well. And we're talking about the treatment you say was a very shabby treatment from American Airlines. You wanted to get on the flight with your dog.
And so one other thing, I don't want to interrupt you, but this has happened to other celebrities, yes. Most airlines, if not all of them, will allow a celebrity on the plane with a small dog, a small cat, an animal that is part of their public image, if you will. Zsa Gabor used to go everywhere with the dogs, and no one ever made an issue of it. Now, all of a sudden, because of these airlines wanting to appear very heroic, they don't want dogs on board because, what, the dog is going to hijack the plane? I mean, this is the kind of idiocy that
I don't think that's it at all. I mean, it's just the comfort of passengers, the comfort of the animal, safety.
But a small dog that is brought on board by a celebrity, I'm not talking about average people, so that the people in coach can know there's a celebrity in first class and enjoy that. They enjoy the proximity. They enjoy, you know, something simple. There's Deborah Messing, and she's bringing, you know, she's looking at DVDs and so on and so forth. What American Airlines did was they burned their bridge with me. Never again. And I want your listeners to know this because I know that, and I'll be giving out an email address later where they can really let American Airlines have it, because I think we've had it with air travel. And the fact that I can't bring a schnauzer on board without a huge issue being made.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Lorna Dean. Lorna Dean, hi, you're with Phil Hendry and Margaret Gray.
I think that your guest has an overinflated ego, and she needs to come and join the rest of the human race.
This isn't about putting you down, Lorna Dean. I'm not putting you down. I'm saying American Airlines is insulting you as a coach passenger.
I'm saying I hadn't heard that there was a vacancy in the Godhead, and you're not it.
The Godhead?
Yes.
I don't know. What does she mean by that?
You don't know what that means.
I know who God is. I've never heard of Godhead.
There has not been a vacancy in the Godhead, and you're not it.
What is God? What is Godhead? I'm curious. Is that what you give
you
God?
You need to join the human
Come
race,
on.
That's
I
all.
Know, Phil, I finally know what Godhead is. That's what Lorna Dean gives God.
All right, I heard that the first time.
You are really something, aren't you? Lorna Dean, darling, I think you should worry less about me and more about the fact you were named after a cookie.
I think you
Weren't
need
you?
To join the Lorna. Human race.
Oh, I heard
that's
you
all.
Already. Get a new line, all right?
Hooray for American Airlines. And who wants somebody with a dog sitting next to them in the aisle?
Only if you're flying
or
first class, Lorna Dune. Hey, Lorna Dune, that's only if you're in first class.
And why not ride first class? Who wants to be in first class with someone sitting next to you with a dog, for goodness sake?
The point that I'm making is people who sit in coach enjoy knowing that I or other celebrities are there. And knowing that, it's a selling point for American Airlines.
No.
Excuse me, I happen to be in the media.
No, you're wrong.
Well, what line of work are you in? I'm in the media. I think she's a little deaf, too.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, what line of work are you in?
I'm in public service.
In other words, you hand out bowls of soup down in the Mission District, right?
No, you're incorrect.
No, I don't think I am. When you say
yes.
Public service, it doesn't sound like it's a paying gig.
You're just insulting other people.
No, you're the one who's insulting me. First of all, you're talking about Godhead, which you can't even define. Secondly, you're saying that I think I'm perfect. All you've done is insult me. And frankly, I think I've wasted enough time with you.
No, I'll tell you one thing.
Let me ask you something. You're in public service. What are you, a greeter at Walmart?
No, I'm not.
Is your last name Dune or Dean?
Dean.
Oh, that's your middle name. What's your last name, Dune?
No, that's incorrect also.
Lorna Dean Dune?
All right, we get the cookie jokes, okay?
I think that...
The only other people who go by two names are serial murderers. You know that, don't you? Mark David Chapman, you know. So people who go with two names, that's very, very, I think, egotistical. What is it with you? You have to have two names. The rest of us have one.
No, I think that really.
Hi, I'm Lorna Dean. Well, can I call you Lorna Dean? Lorna Dean.
That your ego is super inflated.
Well, my ego.
And that you
have two first names, and I've got a big ego.
Who cares about a celebrity sitting in first class?
Well, I think you want to be a celebrity because you walk around saying I'm Lorna Dean, instead of just saying hi, I'm Lorna. And I'm just like you, but no, I'm not just like you. I've got two first names instead of one. Why? I want to be remembered. Maybe someone will discover me in a sweater at Schwab's drugstore. Well, guess what, honey? You're about 50 years too late. 50 years too late, and I think they've dropped probably 6 inches. So many of the people...
Where are we going with this asinine conversation? What's the point here?
Well, she does... First of all, she started out by insulting me.
Well, you've already made that point, and I guess the two of you will have to agree to disagree. You feel that coach passengers like having a celebrity. Lorna Dean is a coach passenger. She says she doesn't care.
Well, obviously she's going to say that.
Why?
And I find
because
she doesn't also.
Because she doesn't like me.
I don't even know you.
Well, then why are you insulting me, and why are you talking about Godhead?
What I'm saying is you have super exalted yourself, and you're just a regular person.
I tell you what you do. Call American Airlines. Ask them whether or not they feel they've blown it by making celebrities angry who won't fly on their airline or bring their dogs.
Who cares?
American Airlines cares. They almost went bankrupt. Hello. Ever heard of 9/11? They need the business.
You know what?
Lorna Dean.
They don't need it, and I don't need it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. kittens are tasty. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With me is Margaret Gray from the nationally syndicated column Little Bird told me about her campaign against American Airlines. American Airlines and other airlines, according to you, Margaret, regularly give consideration to celebrity travelers in first class. If they want to have their dog with them, they allow that because they feel that having a celebrity in first class is a selling point for them. The people in coach enjoy it. And it also, I want to ask you this question concerning flight attendants. You mentioned the flight, it makes a flight attendant's job easier.
Yes.
When there is a celebrity in first class. Explain that, please.
Well, I've got a lot of girlfriends who are flight attendants. A lot of them have been with the airlines for a long time. I've got a girlfriend who's been a flight attendant with United Airlines since the early 1970s. This is what happens. If you have a coach passenger who is, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, you're very tired, you want to do some reading, you want to catch up on some business, and you've got this passenger that keeps bothering you, you go back, and you say, what's the problem? I'd like a pillow, I'd like this, I'd like that. I'm going to try and do that as much as I can, but I have this, and then you mentioned whoever is flying, for instance, let's say, just pulling a name out of the air, Taylor Hicks. I've got Taylor Hicks in first class. And
now, who is he?
You don't watch any TV, do you? He won American Idol.
All right, okay, I'm sorry.
All right, so you say to the passenger, you know what, I'm going to try and get your request fulfilled, but I do have Mr. Taylor Hicks in first class. There are some things he needs. And that calms the coach passenger down. 99% of all coach passengers, once they hear that Taylor Hicks, Nicole Richie, Mandy Moore, whoever is in first class, you know, to put it crudely but succinctly, they keep their big mouths shut from that point on in the flight because they know there's bigger fish to fry, and they enjoy the fact that...
If my headphones aren't working, my headphones aren't working. And
I'm talking about the average person who flies, Phil, not you. You are sort of in between. You're a communicator, a talk show host. You're sort of...
So you're saying the average guy in coach is going to say, I'm sorry, if the flight attendant says, I'm sorry, but I've got Mandy Moore in first class, and...
They go, well, it's exciting for them, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Walt. Hello, Walt. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I just got a comment. Your guest is the most elite, stuck-up, egotistical person I've ever heard in my life. And she can insult me just like she did the other lady.
I'm not insulting you. You're the one who laid all the insults out.
No, ma'am, I'm not making insults. I'm telling it like it is. You disregard safety regulations. I'm a computer engineer, probably fly 50 to 60,000 miles a year globally.
I got you, Pete.
I would trade every celebrity set in first class I could get in coach for an extra 5 inches leg room. And I have never had a flight attendant come back and say, I've got you up there, that I'm taking care of you. And besides that, anybody who flies regularly knows they have first-class attendants and they have coach attendants. And so the first-class attendants...
The people that fly coach don't know that. That's number one. And number two...
Ma'am, they do know that because that little curtain is drawn when you take off.
That. But they all go between cabins. Now... I know that you're a man, and I know you think you're funny, but to say I would trade...
No, ma'am, I don't think I'm funny at all.
No, but for you to say,
like it is.
For you to say on a family program, I would trade all the celebrities in first class for an extra 5 inches, I think is crude. I think
have you ever flown coach?
Your little sexual joke.
With no leg room?
No, you didn't say that. You said you wanted an extra 5 inches.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what?
Well, leg room is what I was referring to.
Well,
and
you have
never flown coach. You have never been stuck back there, and I've flown coach, business, and first class.
And by the way, if you want another 5 inches, my God. I mean, what?
The man is clarifying. He meant leg room.
I understand what he meant.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and you couldn't handle it anyway if you took it the way you took it. But anyway...
Yeah, I really have a big hard time there with your 2 inches.
Well,
all right, wait a second.
My point,
ma'am,
is...
Ma'am, if you can't have a, you know, an intelligent conversation...
Let's clean this up. Let's clean this up. All right, now, Ms. Gray...
This man came on, immediately called me, and elitist, stuck up, all of these things.
Yes, ma'am, and I stick by that.
So let me ask you something, Walt. You're so smart. Why is it that I happen to know that I bring my dog on planes... Deborah Messing brings her dogs on planes. the Gumbel brother, Brian Gumbel. Oh, what do you got to say to that? What do you got to do?
I'd say all of you are violating FAA federal regulations on flying, causing safety hazards for the rest of the passengers on the plane.
There's no FAA regulation that prohibits a small animal from being in a passenger cabin.
They have to be in a carrier, ma'am. You cannot let a dog loose in an airplane
and
like you want to let yours.
Look, I've looked into this. Technically, having the animal sit in your lap is considered a carrier because the animal is not running loose.
Maybe your lap, but I've never heard a lap defined as a carrier before.
Well, I don't really know how this man's an expert. I mean,
Well, the gentleman is simply saying he's flown first class, he's flown coach, he's seen it all. He's never seen it.
How many celebrities have you seen fly?
Well, I sat beside Meshack Taylor once. Mm-hmm. I have flown with Magic Johnson. And none of them had an animal sitting on their lap, and I wasn't overly excited that they were there.
Magic Johnson is about 9 feet.
And take it easy on a flight.
Magic Johnson is about 9 feet tall. What animal is he going to put in his lap?
He could put a schnauzer. He could put a pet mouse. He could put anything in his lap. A pet's a pet, whether it's a dog, a lizard, or whatever.
You think maybe he could fit your 2 inches on his lap? Yeah. So,
all right, Ms. Gray, what you're trying to do now is talk like an idiot. This man has made point. This man has made point after point. He has.
No, what he's doing, Phil, is he's taking my experience on airlines and he's saying, "Well, it never happened." He's calling me a liar.
No, ma'am, I am not taking your experience. I'm taking the common everyday person who flies coach, who flies first class, and nobody is above anybody else when it comes to the rules and regulations.
Were you thrilled to know that Magic Johnson was there?
I'm sorry.
Were you excited to know that Magic Johnson was sitting next to you in first class?
I'm overly excited. I mean, he's a person. He's a good basketball player, but he wanted to rest. I wanted to rest with flying from L.A. back to Washington, D.C. How you doing, Mr. Johnson? Nice to meet you.
See, right there,
have a good flight.
Right there, you bothered him. And I'm not saying you bothered him, but you said, hey, Mr. Johnson. So you were excited.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry, I'm eating some candies. They're called fruity snacks.
Oh, okay.
You were excited that Magic Johnson was sitting next to you, weren't you?
No, ma'am, I was not overly excited. It was nice to meet him, but, with my
Well, I mean, I think we can assume that Walt is in disagreement with you, that he does
yes,
not
sir.
Believe that American Wait, Airlines did something wrong. That it.
Well, I want to talk to some real people, not Walt, who apparently is some sort of a freak that goes, not a freak, but his life isn't normal.
Ma'am, I've never read your column, but by now, if I perchance happen to come across you, can be assured I will skip it on purpose.
I don't believe that. I think you'll read it because you met me.
You keep on believing that, ma'am.
Keep on bleeding? Yeah, and I started on Tuesday.
Believing that.
All right. Thank you very much, Walt. See, what I notice about you is when you start to lose an argument, is that...
I'm not losing any argument, Phil.
Well, when you start...
I'm not losing any argument. I'm talking common sense. Flight attendant says to you, you know what, I'd really like to help you with a pillow and a blanket, but guess what? I got Taylor Hicks in first class. Now, what are you going to say to that?
I'm going to say I'd still...
Oh, bull crap. You're going to say, yes, I'd still like my pillow and my blanket, but please do take care of Mr. Hicks.
I don't think I'd say that.
Well, then I don't think you're being honest with yourself, with your listeners, with your family. I think you need to take a good long look at yourself, Phil. What are you about?
Yeah.
I really mean it.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with us. American Airlines wouldn't let her fly in first class with her dog. Apparently they don't care about celebrities in first class. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, what is it?
I want to give out an email address for people to email American Airlines directly and let them know that this is the kind of treatment of a passenger. I understand what the man's saying. There are some people that are jealous of the lives that celebrities lead or jealous of the life that those of us in the media have. Most people, though, understand the pressures we're under, appreciate that we are flying the same plane as they are. If we get hijacked, same things happen to us that happen to them. and know that we are allowed to bring our animals with us, and we do require cell phone access and so forth. And I am letting those people know, the normal ones. Phil, I've been talking to some very bitter, middle-aged men tonight.
Well, that one man had flown a lot, and...
Well, you know, so he says.
Well, what does that mean?
One thing that I've learned is people will claim an erudition and experience that they simply do not have to try and shut me down, to try and smoke me or burn me, as the kids would say. So, I'd like everyone to know that I'll be giving this out, and you can email American Airlines and tell them. If you've got Deborah, I keep using Deborah's name because I know her so very well. She's such a sweet girl. If you've got Taylor Hicks, if you've got Brandy, if you've got any of the big stars.
Jennifer Aniston or Matthew Broderick.
Oh my God! No, those people don't fly first class. Those people fly charter. I'm talking about television actors. You're not going to see any real, real big name up there. You're going to see, Kevin James, people like that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. People like me, huh? Because I fly first class.
Oh, okay, Mr. Hendry. God, I thought you'd want to keep that quiet.
I've flown... Wait a minute, you're here.
Well, I'm a writer, and actors, of course, people expect that. But here you are, a talk show host. Oh, I fly first class, too. It sounds a little desperate. It sounds as if you're trying to be one with the in crowd,
All right, I'm sorry I said it, but I don't qualify, but I've never tried to bring... I find that very insulting that you would...
Listen to you. Oh, I fly first class. Phil, no one's going to invite you to their pool party over at, Karen Mandebach's house or over there at Carsey Werner because you happen to say you fly first class, Most of those people charter their own planes. It's as simple as that. But those of us who do fly first class, the people in coach want to know that we're being taken care of. So if someone says, pardon me, I don't mean to, I don't want to bother you, but we've got Dan Rather in first class. I think most people at this point in Dan's career would feel so sorry for that man. So absolutely sorry for him that, please, take care of Dan Rather. I don't need, God knows whatever it was I was warbling about, whatever it was I was screeching about, I don't need it. Take care of Dan Rather. Put his feet up. Put him out of his misery if you can,
All right, 1-800, boy, that's really nice of you. 1-800-449-8686. Sue, go ahead. Sue, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Yes, Sue, go ahead.
Yes, I would just like to say that I think you're really rude and you're just really crazy because...
How am I rude? I don't know how I've been rude. Everyone's been rude to me.
Excuse me?
Everyone's been rude to me. I don't know how I've been rude to anyone.
Because, first of all, you're trying to be funny and crack on people. You know what I mean? You come on... the radio, first class, they wouldn't let me have my dog, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, celebrity this, but, people are people. You're just like anybody else.
Yeah,
you started your own plane.
You know as well as I do, Sue, that given the opportunity, you'd love to be on American Idol. You'd love to be the winner, and you want the life that Taylor Hicks and that other girl who I didn't think was very good. What's the girl who won the first time, Phil? What was her name?
I forget. I don't know.
Kelly Clarkson, wouldn't you like to be her?
No, I'm very happy with my life. No.
Well, look, Sue, I don't know if you've ever flown first class.
I have.
Uh-huh. Well, you'll notice that there are, where do you fly out of? What city do you live in?
Atlanta.
Well, the only celebrities coming out of Atlanta would be...
it doesn't matter.
Martin Luther King, I guess, but he's dead. So there aren't any.
You get serious, just like the lady said. Now,
I'm trying to say to Sue,
I'm listening.
I'm a flight attendant, and you say that your light is broken. And I say, Sue, I'm going to get to that as quickly as I can. But right now, I've got Reuben Stoddard in first class, and he really, you'd understand, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't, because why would I understand? He's a person just like I am. If I needed something, it would make him so much better than me.
He's not so much better. It's just that he has security needs. He needs certain foods. Clay Aiken is with him. And you wouldn't say, all right, well, go ahead and take care of that and get back to me when you can.
I think the lady said no, she wouldn't.
Nothing.
That's very weird. Very weird. I can only say there must be some jealousy there. I don't know.
You sound like a man.
Really?
I mean, really?
All right, hold on. What, are you trying to be a smartass now?
I got a front.
I have a frog in my throat, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I give it 5 gay thumbs up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't want to hear this, Margaret. You know, we got...
No, Phil, I really... This is a statement, a musical statement, about what it means for celebrities to have comfort and to carry their dog in their lap in first class.
I don't need it.
I insist that I be allowed to sing this ode to Taylor Hicks. There are people all around, and there's too many people in first class. I just wish you'd go back there and calm those coach billies out. That's right. Those coach billies need chilling out. I have my dog and he's in my lap. Yes, I will have the chicken. I'd like some silverware to go with my china. Hey, Taylor Hicks is in first class. Blow it out your ass.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.